Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Greg Colando, who's president of Floor. How you doing, Greg?
I'm great. Good morning.
For those people that might not know, Floor is actually the division within Interface that sells modular carpet for residential applications.
Yeah, I think we usually say to the consumer,
okay,
whoever wants to walk in the door.
Right.
But yes, it's primarily residential for sure.
So it could be Main Street, could be residential either
way. Yeah, there's a bit of Main Street that we're doing, but it's pretty much direct to the public.
Yeah, and the reason I wanted to talk to you, you've been opening these stores. You just opened one in Atlanta recently. I believe that was your fourth store. Talk a little bit about where you put them in these cities and kind of what your plan is around the store.
Sure, I'd be happy to. We did a trial store about 2 years ago in Chicago, right where we have our offices, so we could kind of test the waters on the idea that people would like to come in and play with carpet tile and build their own thing and have that interaction with the product. Prior to that, we were just a web and catalog business. And so the idea was to maybe see if we can't take it one step further and allow people to actually touch and feel the product, which we assume is the way to go, since it is a piece of carpet, and that's typically the way people like to buy textile products. So we opened a store in Chicago a couple of years ago, and we're very surprised at the response that we got. It was very positive. We chose Chicago because we have a real great base of customers here from our catalog and web business. So after that, we kind of hunted around and looked for other areas in the country where we had some people that were really buying from our catalog and supporting us through our catalog and web business. And L.A. is another great market for us, so tried a second store, and that was equally as successful. So that kind of kept us encouraged and kept us moving forward, and of course there's learnings behind each one of these things. And then from there we decided to take a giant step and go into New York City, found another piece of real estate in Soho in March, and it was a great, great hit. We have one of our biggest client bases in New York City, so it was an obvious place for us to go. And then the final place that we touched on this year was Atlanta, home base for Interface. For a number of reasons, it was a great place for us to be, for us to have something right there at corporate so that we can have our corporate teams observe and be part of the whole retail strategy. And certainly Atlanta is a key market for all retail. So that was our fourth store, and more to come, we hope.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and when you go and say Chicago, are you down on Michigan Avenue, or where'd you pick that one?
No, we're more in the residential area on Clybourne Street, and it's about Clybourne and Halstead, if you know that area. It's a very urban, kind of upscale residential area, and it's a big shopping mecca in Chicago. So it really is more of a home shopping center environment rather than a big brand push like Michigan Avenue is.
Mm-hmm. All right, and these stores, roughly, what's the general average square foot, or what size are they?
Well, we kind of, as I said, we're shopping for opportunity real estate, and so they vary a bit, but we're not looking for large footprints. We're out there looking for a couple of thousand square feet. Keep the footprint small. The product is able to be shown in a smaller footprint, doesn't need a lot of square footage, and it's really a touchy-feel interaction that we're looking for, and so we're trying to keep our footprint quite small.
And this is cash and carry. I mean, these people are coming in, they're buying modular flooring, and do you keep most of it in inventory, or is it something once they pick it takes a day or two for it to come in?
No, it's not an inventory play. It's pretty much an extension of the catalog and web. They're still buying from catalog and web,
okay,
and they can place orders through the store, and then it ships from our pick-and-pack center. So there is no inventory in the stores.
I see. And so it ships directly to them usually?
Yes, it does.
I see. Okay. Do they ever request any help around the installation of it?
You know, they do. Just this year, we started to offer installation services. You know, it's primarily this was set up as a do-it-yourself product, but it's as it's gained popularity, we're seeing that more and more people love the idea of carpet tile in the home, and they like the functionality of it, but they really don't want to do it themselves, right? There's a big market there as well, so we started to offer installation services in a couple of our markets, and we're getting some really good response from it. So we're doing both.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing some research around who is the Floor customer? I mean, have you done some analysis to say, you know, this is an affluent, urban? What is the general kind of spelling?
You could have honed right in on it if you'd have just kept going. it's pretty obvious. You know, the design aware customer is in urban centers of the United States, and you know, there's a love and, and an appreciation for that kind of cutting-edge design. And primarily that's where our customers are. They're primarily urban, and a good majority of them are female. And, again, it's a heightened awareness around wanting beautiful things and beautiful design in their homes.
Yeah, and generally most of your installations are probably in a main seating area, and they're not going wall-to-wall with it. It's kind of a soft rug that they assemble in themselves, right?
Yeah, I think the wall-to-wall thing is not the majority of our work, but you know, being able to scale something and being able to make it modular is really the play, right? So it's somewhere between area rug and wall-to-wall, and it's flexible, and I think that's the play.
Okay. Well, we've talked. It's been several years. The last time we talked around this channel approach, we have the catalog, which is a beautiful catalog that you mail out.
Thank you.
I actually get it. I don't know how I'm on your list, but I get it. It's gorgeous.
You fit our profile.
Yeah, okay. And you sell on the internet. You have, it's pretty simple. I think it's just flor.com is your URL.
URL, yeah.
Yeah. And then at one time you had some discount national store chains like Target. Do you still do that program?
No, we don't. You know, the initial launch of the business, last time we spoke, we looked at trying to balance the business between our direct efforts and building some relationships with some retailers. And as we got deeper and deeper into the business, we realized that being that we had a new concept, it was very, very difficult for us to move the retail community forward. They're very good at selling well-known concepts and well-known brands, and we're in a building mode with a new idea and a new brand, and so our success rate with the large retail chains was minimal. So we decided to take it on ourselves a couple of years back.
What is the difference between the products you sell to the contract side of the business versus what you sell to the consumer side of the business?
Well, the quality is the same. It's coming out of the same facility. It's coming out of the LaGrange facility. But the difference is probably where we put our hat on when we design the products, right? So we're designing the products for the consumer. We're designing them for the home. We're designing them for, with the home in mind. And what the outcome is probably a softer, more colorful, more trend-setting, more easy to live with styles and designs, as opposed to contract, which I think when they go on to a design effort, they're putting their durability hat on first, right? And long life, long lasting hat on. And I think that's primarily the difference. And now we're doing quite a bit of our work with David Oakey. So David and our team are collaborating to develop what are more residential looks with the carpet tile. So that's been a wonderful addition to our team.
I was wondering, so he's involved, and that's a recent change, because David is the primary design guy on the contract side, and you've also gotten him involved on these consumer products too.
I sure have. That's just happened in the last, let's say, about 12 months. I think that's going to be a big advantage for us, because it's now it's really kind of running through the same organization, and it's a much more clean operation for us. And David's insight into trend and residential is very powerful, and we're appreciative to have him.
Yeah. All right. Well, I could go on and on with more questions about how you decorate your stores and all that. But just real quick, so you've got the four, you've got some more you're planning. Talk a little bit about your future plans.
Well, as we look at our business growth, we start looking at these urban pockets, and there's a couple that we've got our eye on. We're in discussions in Texas. We've got a couple of cities in Texas that we like because we do quite a bit of work down there. And we're also looking at maybe going back into New York in another location, possibly Brooklyn. And that is about as far as we're looking into this year. Then we'll see how it goes. Okay. We'll just kind of judge it and move from there.
Well, good luck with this venture, and thanks for being on the show with us. We've been talking to Greg Colando, who's president of Floor, the consumer division of Interface Floor, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.